Hi, my name is Kirill Gavriluk, and today we're going to talk about a popular topic among mobile developers, cross-platform push notifications. Azure Mobile Services offers a high-scale cross-platform push notifications capability as part of a suite, as well as via a standalone service called Notification Hubs. Best way to describe cross-platform push notifications on Azure is to look at the recent customer, Sochi Olympics Organizing Committee, and how they used Azure Notification Hubs. Sochi published an app in the store on Apple, on Android, and on Windows Phone, Sochi Results app. They delivered results immediately to everyone who registered within the app for their particular athletes that they wanted to follow, particular event, particular type of news around Olympics. And those alerts were delivered using Azure Notification Hubs. How do push notifications work? Push notifications is a built-in functionality on every platform, whether it's iOS, whether it's Android or Windows Phone. Push notifications are part of operating system. So app retrieves a device handle identifying that app on that device from the operating system, and really from the platform notification service offered by Apple, Google, and Windows. After that, app passes the device handle to the application backend, and now application backend can send alerts and push notifications to that app on that device via the platform notification service. We will call it PNS. So what is so hard about push notifications? Well, you need to build a cross-platform capability because your app will be in both Apple, Android, and Windows Store. You need to maintain accurate device registry and mapping between those device handles and logical users and groups. It can be pretty large depending on the scale of your app. You need to often target audience segments that can be dynamic in nature. Everyone within half a mile of the store, or everyone that is interested in that particular athlete. And those target audiences change, and you need to change your mappings, respectively. You need to personalize those push notifications. And likely, you need to deliver those push notifications in large volumes with pretty low latency. Those things are hard to do on your own. That's why we built Azure Notification Hubs. Azure Notification Hub sits between the application backend and the PNS and helps with the flow that we just saw earlier. Instead of sending push notifications to PNS, you register device handles with Notification Hubs for mapping them to logical groups and users. And from there on, your application backend can use logical groups and users and send one message to Notification Hubs that will likely be delivered to everyone within that logical group. It could be millions of devices, could be one. No matter which platform those devices belong to. Notification Hubs allows you to personalize those messages on per device manner. Let's take a look at how it works via demo. All right, here I have a Twitter Alerts Windows app. What it allows me to do is to subscribe for different topics and receive notifications whenever there are tweets corresponding to my topics. Let's say I want to receive alerts whenever there are tweets about Azure and Notification Hubs, of course. We're going to subscribe. So what we did, we just subscribed my app, my device, underneath the covers for Azure and Notification Hubs tags with Notification Hubs. Let's take a look behind the scenes at the code. It's very easy to use Notification Hubs. We offer SDKs for every platform, including Windows, of course. You create Notification Hubs proxy, passing a connection string that you get from Azure Management Portal. And then you retrieve the device handle. In case of Windows, it's a channel URI. We're going to register this device handle with a template. Remember, Notification Hubs offers the ability to personalize your notifications using a feature called templates. So that whenever we broadcast notifications about Twitter, Windows app receives it in a form that I prefer, which is a Windows Toast standard template, with one parameter, tweet. So with a template and a channel, I'm going to register them for Notification Hubs for a set of categories. In Notification Hubs case, we call them tags. In this case, we just registered my app, my device for Azure and Notification Hubs. Notification Hubs can be used with any backend out there, whether it runs on Azure or on-premises, whether it's written in .NET, Java, PHP. Just for the kicks, I wrote my backend for this app in Node.js. So here I have my Node.js backend, and you can see, just like we saw in Windows case, on Node.js, we have an SDK. We're going to create a Notification Hubs proxy, pass the connection string. We're going to loop to search Twitter for tweets recently tweeted on the topics that contain any keywords, Azure or Notification Hubs or anything else. And then, if we find some, we're going to send push notifications using Notification Hubs to corresponding tags. In this case, tags are Azure or Notification Hubs. And here's the, it's very easy to send push notifications using Notification Hubs. You make one API call, you pass the tag, in which case it's either Azure, could be a tag, and you pass a logical push notification with one parameter, tweet. And templates that we register, that the client registered, will be responsible for transforming this logical message to a physical representation. In case of Windows, it will be a Windows toast. Let's run this little app. I'm sure there are some tweets about Azure. So we're going to see what they are. And as you can see, we just received push notifications, alerts about different tweets on Azure, about Azure. And we'll keep receiving them, as Azure is a fairly popular topic today. With this demo, I just showed you how to do broadcast push notifications with Windows, but really across any platform, from any backend, in which in our case it was Node.js. As you have seen during the demo, Notification Hubs really helps you with all the mechanics of sending push notifications cross-platform. Notification Hubs can be used with any backend, whether it's written in .NET, Java, Node, PHP, you name it. Your backend doesn't need to run on Azure. It can run on-premises. It can run on another cloud provider. We're very flexible. You can use Notification Hubs to send push notifications to any mobile platform out there, whether it's iOS, whether it's OS X, Android, Windows, even Kindle. We cover them all. You don't have to store physical device information in your backend anymore. Notification Hubs takes care of the lifecycle of device handles for you. You only need to worry about logical users and logical segments of users. Let all the machinery and all the mapping be done by us. You can use Notification Hubs to personalize your notifications and localize your notifications so that they adhere to the preferences of the user. You can register it using templates with Notification Hubs, and Notification Hubs will take care of all the needed transformations. Notification Hubs offers you push notifications at scale. With one API call, you can send your pushes to millions of devices all at once in an instant. Of course, we offer you full visibility and transparency into what we are doing with your push notifications. How many did we send? How many were successfully sent? What happened to them? More than 40 metrics are available via APIs or management portal. Notification Hubs has been popular, and we have a number of customers and case studies published on azure.microsoft.com. Don't hesitate to try it out. It's available for free for up to 1 million pushes per month. You can find helpful tutorials at azure.microsoft.com, Notification Hubs Dev Center. Walk through them. They show you how to send push notifications for any of the platforms. They walk you through different scenarios. There are a number of helpful resources for you out there. With that, thank you for your time.